4:36 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Daniel Gunderson, somebody texted in with my Taco Bell, phony Taco Bell rendition there, like a 2 o'clock, 2:30 a.m. Taco Bell call. They say, Mike, your Taco Bell rendition brought back memories when I worked at a taco place with a drive-thru. I had just returned from lunch at another establishment and taking my first order after lunch, I said, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? Not a good thing to do. You've been through drive-thrus at like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Once or twice?
Well, if my parents are listening, no, I never have. Always in the right times, never hungry past midnight because I was always in bed before that time.
Just got out of Bible study.
Home after that. Yes, absolutely.
The Hardee's off of I-94 in Alexandria. That was in, this is my younger days. And so I can admit to doing stupid things.
Right. We all can.
Went from Fareda. I lived on the north side of Alec. Fredo's on the south side of Alec. They had twist cones at the Hardee's. So our usual stop at a certain time of night was Hardee's for a twist cone. And they got to know us there.
There was a Taco Bell off of 19th. Still is, actually, right near NDSU's campus.
Funny the location of that near NDSU. Yeah.
You could walk there, which was pretty packed around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Perfect. Fantastic. Speaking of NDSU students, Fargo's Audra Mari. We all know about her story. She was the runner-up in the Miss USA pageant in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Sunday night. And I was trying to think of a way to tie this into the Mike McFeely Show because so many people around town have been talking about this. And I thought, bing, the light bulb went off in my head because we have a new employee in our radio, Midwest radio communications building here in Fargo. And her name is Siri Free. And she's a former Miss Minnesota. And I thought, let's get Siri on the program to answer all of our questions about beauty pageants.
Well, I'm so glad you invited me. Thanks, Mike.
Welcome to the program. Good to see you.
Oh, good to be here. It's so funny because I grew up in this area and my dad used to listen to your show all the time. And, you know, we'd be listening to the Mighty 790 and now here I am.
Welcome to the building, first of all. And you are working for which of our stations? What are you going to be doing?
The new 104.7 Mix FM.
Oh, very nice. Yes. And you're going to have your own show and do all of that stuff or what?
What's the plan? Baby steps. No, I come from a talk news background, so I'm getting used to the whole FM side of things, but I love it. It's good.
What's your background in news talk then?
Okay, so I was down at Twin Cities News Talk. It was a Clear Channel station in the Minneapolis area. I got started there because of my role as Miss Minnesota. I went on the show and just interviewed with them. We had a really fun time, a great dynamic, and they said, you know, it'd be great to have you on the show more often. We can have a younger voice, just kind of give their input on politics, current events. So I just started showing up. And then after a few of the interviews, I was giving up my title as Miss Minnesota. And they said, you know, it doesn't matter if you are not Miss Minnesota anymore. You keep coming on. So I just started showing up like once a week it turned into. And then before I know it, they were giving me my own weekend show. And then I heard about the opportunity up here. And I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to come up to Fargo.
I worked for 25 years in newspapers to get a radio job. So congratulations to you for having
one.
Not that I'm bitter about that at all.
Not at all.
Did you watch the Miss USA pageant
Sunday
night?
Oh, yes, I did.
Because my daughter, Emma, and my wife, Michelle, were watching it like crazy. I assume that you were tuned in.
Yes, I was. Now, this was the first time that I really sat down and made a conscious effort to watch the Miss USA pageant because, as Miss Minnesota, a lot of people don't know, there are two different systems. There's Miss USA and there's Miss America. Now, I was a part of the Miss America system, but I really wanted to watch the Miss USA system because after you're out of it, you're kind of like, all right, you know, I kind of miss it a little bit. It's kind of fun to watch. There's no pressure now. So the difference between the two is that Miss USA is run by Donald Trump and Miss America is the oldest scholarship system in the United States. It's been around for over 90 years.
Okay. Yeah. And now you were Miss Minnesota what year?
2012 to 2013.
Okay, and so you were in the Miss America pageant in 2013.
Yes, I was. January
was
of 2013.
Year.
I know. It's
really
weird. It feels like a lifetime ago, though. It went by so fast.
How'd you do?
Well, let's see. I made top 16.
Okay.
I always say that to people.
I apologize for not knowing. But
No. They always ask me that. And in Miss America, they only call a top 15. So I just say, yeah, I was top 16.
I gotcha.
People are like, congratulations. That's awesome. I'm like, thanks.
So do you know Audra Mari? Have you had a chance to talk to her? I know your Twitter buddies. I saw that today.
Well, that, yes. And I actually am getting a chance to talk to her soon. We're going to do a little video interview and put it up on the website.
Very nice.
She seems so cool.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this, because I think that there's a belief about beauty pageants that all of you who participate in them and maybe even those who win them are just another pretty face who know nothing about anything and you're just there for your beauty. Is that a fair assessment or there might be some like that, or is it not a fair assessment?
Well, you know, I think with any stereotypes, it's not a fair assessment to just stereotype a person based on where they come from. I don't judge anybody, so, you know, it's kind of a shame to be judged by the way that I look. But, you know, what it does is that it challenges me to show, okay, look, this is what I've done in my academics. This is what I do in my personal life. This is how I give back to my community. And those are the things I really focus on. I mean, I graduated about a month ago now from the University of Minnesota, summa cum laude, with high distinction. So I really did focus in on my academics because I knew I had that much more to prove to people when they hear the title of Miss Minnesota. They want to know you have substance behind you.
And you have to have substance, because when I was watching this Miss USA thing on Sunday night, they were throwing out random questions. The part I caught was a random question deal where they're asking these young women about current topics, current events, news, and you have to answer like that on live TV with presumably millions of people watching.
Well, can you imagine doing that, Mike? Just all of a sudden here, just tell me what you believe about this extremely controversial topic in front of millions, and you know that no matter how you answer, somebody's going to be upset.
Well, actually, I do that every day, except not millions, but just thousands every day.
Sure,
so yes.
Yeah, definitely. But as a young woman, it's like, man, I'm not running for politics. I just want to, you know, do some good here. I want to win some money for scholarship. But, you know, they're really put on the line, and sometimes you just kind of blank out because it's so much pressure and so many people are watching.
Is it very highly, incredibly competitive? Is it to the point where you dislike your other competitors and they're cheap shotting you and they're they're doing all those things? Because I would think that it would be.
You know, there's of course always a handful of people that kind of are in it to win it and they have game face the whole time. But we were out there, like when I went to Miss America, we were out there for 2 weeks and you are so exhausted and you are put through the ringer as far as rehearsals and appearances, and you always have to be on in front of people that you just don't even have the energy to, you know, go out and try and do anything to anybody else. You're just there like, okay, we just got to survive. So it's kind of like a group mentality. Just get through this together.
How do you prepare? Can you study? Do you practice? What do you do? Because again, you think it's a beauty pageant. Okay, you walk around in your swimsuit, you walk around in your evening gown, or whatever you call it. I don't know the proper terms. Can you practice, or can you prepare?
You know, yeah, definitely. I mean, the walk, you do practice a walk, and it sounds silly, but you know, when you're up on a big stage and you have to wear these freaking high heels, it's like you don't want to trip. You don't want to look awkward. You don't want to look like you're afraid to be up there. So it's a lot of kind of building your own confidence and being able to present yourself on stage. That's a big part of it. Another big part of it is practicing for the interview. Now, in the Miss America system, you do a 10-minute interview with like six judges. So you practice, you learn current events, you learn where you stand on things, and you just practice talking with people in a way that's very real, very genuine, because you don't want to come across like a pageant patty, you know, the stereotype. Now with Miss USA,
is that the term, the pageant patty?
Pageant patty. Oh, okay. That was the long stereotype.
Didn't know that one.
Now, the one thing I really loved about watching Miss North Dakota last night, she was very real. I got a very genuine sense from her. And the way she answered her question on stage wasn't perfect, you know, but it was very real. And I thought that was very refreshing.
Do they have coaches?
Really? Oh, yeah.
So you can hire like a personal coach to say, here's how you have to present yourself. It's a whole big industry in and of itself, like athletics or anything else.
Yeah. Well, and you think about like radio, there's consultants, you know, there's people that will just listen to you and tell you, give you feedback. Now, there's some coaches that's like, yeah, thank you for that advice, but I think I'm going to pass on it. Other coaches are really good. And the best coaches really don't look at, you know, exactly how you answer things and nitpicking at how you answer it, but more, is it genuine? Is it real? Does it make sense? Because it doesn't matter how you answer a controversial question, so long as you can stand behind it and you don't come across like you're skipping and you're nervous and I don't know what I'm saying, so I'm just putting words out there.
Is it catty, or do you make friends?
What's fun about it is that I can go to any state now and, you know, I can call up Miss Nevada. Hey, I'm going to be in Nevada. You know, can I stay over at your place? It's really great.
Is it like a club then? Are you a Seinfeld fan?
Well, I was a little bit before my time, Mike.
God dang it. Because there was this secret club that George wanted to belong to. Is it like that, where it's a bunch of pageant winners that hang out?
I don't want to call it a club, but it's definitely, it's quite an experience that you go through, and you really put yourself out there for people's criticism, for their, you know, some people to misjudge you, and that's a lot of hard things that you have to go through. So there's a special bond that you have with these other women that have gone through that.
Is it denigrating to women to have a beauty pageant? Because that's a topic that comes up every once in a while, that people will say that, okay, it's the year 2014 now. Why are we parading women in bathing suits and evening gowns? And the obvious answer is, is because they're beautiful and it drives TV ratings.
Well, right.
But is it denigrating to women?
Well, I don't believe so. I mean, you look at advertising for any number of brands out there and they, you know, they use similar tactics. But what it gave me was a lot of confidence in myself, power, I really feel like. Not power in a negative sense, but just power to be comfortable with who I am, happy with who I am, and really develop my speaking skills. Now, I mean, I think any woman should feel beautiful just as she is. And I know there's that criticism out there with swimsuit competition. Oh, you know, they're just these perfect ideal bodies. You know, they work out really hard. They work out a ton before these competitions. And again, like, you know, you see it in advertising these days all over the place. So I think it's something that's just a culture thing. It's not something that is specific to pageants.
Are you often judged strictly on your looks? Because again, you're a beauty pageant champion. You're a beautiful woman. Do people look at you and say, it's another pretty face?
You know, sometimes. I'm sure sometimes people feel that way. But then I love getting in a conversation with them. And as soon as they get to know me, they hear about the other things that I'm involved with. And, you know, you talk to somebody for 5 minutes and you can start to make a real assessment of them. And, oh, wait, there's something more to this person.
Do you think Hillary Clinton was stupid yesterday to say that her and Bill struggled after they left the White House?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. Ever since, I got a news talk about, what, a month ago, I've really checked out of politics recently. No, it's true.
I was hoping you're going to rip her apart here.
No. I'll be honest with you. I had to take a break from it because I love politics. Don't get me wrong. I have some very strong views on things, but it can get kind of negative, and it's like constantly having to be controversial and have to take a stance. It's like, I need to check out for just a second. I need to move my stuff up here from the Twin Cities. I'll come back to this and recheck in by the time of elections for sure.
Give yourself another plug. You're on Mix 104.7. People
yes.
can find you there on the dial. And the website is going to be what? I assume you're going to blog and have videos and all those things as well.
Absolutely. 104.7mix.com.
Siri, good to meet you. Thanks for coming on. Let's
Thanks
do it
Thanks for
again.
Having me. I love it.
Siri Free. She is with our sister station, brother station. How do we want to call it? Mix 104.7. She is a former Miss Minnesota. Going to get together with Audra Mari soon here to talk about beauty pageant talk. Need to